Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up a week of, we've been focused on an ever-present God. And began with Jonah's attempt to run away, to hide from God, and that realization that God was always there. God knew what he was doing, where he was trying to hide, even why he was trying to hide. And from there we kind of looked at a section of scripture out of Psalm 139, where David writes, this psalm, he talks about the inability to hide from God, that God is present wherever he goes. Whatever life is like. And today we get into that chapter, and he's been talking about, you know, I can't go to the heights or the depths to hide. You're there. Whether I rise on the dawn or settle in the sea, from horizon to horizon, you're there. And in darkness and light, you're there. And then he says in chapter 139 of Psalm, verse 13, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." Today I want to focus a little bit on an ever-present God as you were formed. And not just you, but every person. Created by God, knit together. It's one of the reasons that I believe that those that follow Christ, that wish to honor God, would learn to value life. That there seems to be no qualifications. That he says, I knit together some. The rest just kind of happened. You know, what would life look like? What would your value of life look like if every person that you would see today, you would see with a greater awareness than ever before that they were formed by an ever-present God? That same God that you love, that you worship, was present as they were formed. You see, this idea of valuing life is, well, it should have no limits. We do have an obligation, I believe, to value the life of those yet born. Those that God is currently knitting together. But also to value the life of those children who are struggling, who are being abused, who are being mistreated, who are being bullied, who are trying to figure out life and where they fit in and are uncertain of the value that they have as one formed by God. Children of all ages. As I would say often in the devotional I wrote about the heart of a child, it says children of all ages, even your age. That we would value the life of those that live and act and look like us and those that live and act and look differently from us. They were knit together. They were formed by the same ever-present God that formed you and that formed me. You see, we are not hidden And we've never been hidden from God. Despite our greatest efforts to hide, despite the greatest efforts of others to keep us from being seen, God was always present. He was aware and involved in the way you were formed. And I know that creates some great tension and difficulty in our mind when children are born with disabilities, with disease, with illness. When children are stillborn and they don't survive. And we struggle at times of a God that was ever present in as they were formed. It's the same struggle that we have when people die, especially those that in our mind have not finished life. Those that are young, those that are productive, those that seemed healthy of any age. We were just not ready to let go. And even in the midst of that struggle, we recognize God's presence. Death entered the world because of sin. And for a time, death seems to rule or to reign. It's inescapable. And just because death does not operate on our timetable, according to our instructions, should not diminish this ever-present God, even as you were formed. God writes in His Word and He tells us that He knows the plans that He has for you. And the thing about God's plans is He's not a dictator. We're not forced into doing the things that He wants. We have this thing called free will that allows us to make choices, some that help us, some that help others, some that harm us, some that harm others. And whether our choices are good and beneficial or whether they're bad and destructive, we have an ever-present God that was involved, was present as every person was formed. And as we spend some time praying today, I would encourage you to consider what that says to you about your value. Consider what it says to you about the value of those yet to be born. Consider what it says to you about the value of those that you'll cross paths with today. All formed by an ever-present God. Whether they live in acknowledgement of that or not, whether they live in obedience to that God or not, He was there. In the prayer guide, I no longer do the weekend broadcast, but the prayer guides go all week, and tomorrow it wraps up as a little further down into Psalm 139. The psalmist says, "How precious are your thoughts to me, O God." And I wonder what happens in our mind in considering this ever-present God, if He was ever-present in our thoughts, if His thoughts were that precious to us that they were always on our mind. We were always considering what God thinks. Generation ago or so, the huge craze was the what would Jesus do? You still hear it a little bit, but not like you did then. And it's a good question to ask ourselves when we are uncertain of what we ought to do. Because I think about this God that was present when I was formed, that's this God that was present when you were formed. That ought to be present in our thoughts. What we do is, well, it's a product of what we think. So maybe we need to back up a step and ask continually, what does God think? Are His thoughts about my day today really all that important to me? Are His thoughts really that precious to me that I want His presence in my thoughts? You see, we live in a greatly divided time. And I believe one of the reasons for this great division, the primary reason is the enemy of Satan that has, well, deceived people. But one of the ways that he's done that is kept us from considering the preciousness of God's thoughts to the point that we value our own thoughts. And instead of joining the psalmist and saying, "Oh, how precious are your thoughts, O God," we say, "Oh, how precious are my thoughts. Everybody ought to agree with me." Rather than acknowledging that I want God present in my thoughts. I want to know what He thinks so that I can be more like Him, so that my actions would flow out of that. Today, as we pray, consider how your thoughts about an ever-present God as you were formed, how those thoughts affect how you value people, all people. Would you pray with me today? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has been with us from the moment that you began to form us in our mother's womb. Your presence has never been far away. Even in those moments where we've turned our back, where we've done everything within our ability to believe that we were hidden from you, we were never really hidden. God, today, help us to learn to value life, to value the people that we'll encounter, the people that we'll interact with, the people that we like, the people that we don't like. Father, may our value of life not simply be for those that are yet born, for those that we consider innocent, but may we see every person as having that same beginning, that same ever-present God forming them. And may we value your thoughts to the point that we want our thoughts to be changed so that they're more like yours. And especially our thoughts about life, about the value that it has. God, today, may we not look at the outward appearances, the outward actions of people as we tend to do. But may we look at the one that you have formed. May we see them in a more clear way as you see them. Father, today, may our life have value. May you fill us with a greater awareness, not simply the value of each person we'll interact with, but of our own value. It's not just them that you were present as you formed them, but it was us, it was me, it was every person hearing these words. It's every person currently being formed. Fathers, we learn to live with a greater awareness of your presence in the forming of every person. May we respond to one another in ways that lift up Jesus. May our desire for your thoughts help us to be better listeners, better friends, better examples, better witnesses for Jesus. Father, today, may we lift him up at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.